shoes. Oh no, oh no, oh no, radio show. Oh no, oh no, oh no, radio show.
Welcome back to another edition of the Oh No Radio Show.
Oh, no.
Live here tonight from Scumbag Studios. I am ecstatic tonight, Ty.
Oh!
I am ecstatic.
You know, I'm pretty happy.
First off, I'm your host, Owen. This is the Oh No Radio Show. I just need to get into it right away. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Yep.
That's not, I mean, we can't fake this, dude. We got pretty big news.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, you will notice that Ty is here tonight. My friend Gina is here tonight. My wife is even sitting in the studio, which she's usually repulsed by what she hears from me.
Most of the time.
But tonight she's in the studio because, you know what?
It's a whole different thing.
I mean, Duncan's... There was no effect. Here we go. We're doing it. I'm going to edit that last part out. Duncan is fired
down. He's fired. Fuck that guy. It's always...
Yep. It came down to basically he wanted to do a show that was void of funny. He wanted to do a show serious.
I think he just didn't like me.
He got sick and tired
of our
shenanigans, our mutual shenanigans, you know?
There has to be shenanigans in life.
Exactly. It's part of what makes us us.
Yeah.
And ultimately, now that Duncan's gone, we can do whatever we do. First off, before we get to doing whatever we're going to do, we do have to welcome, first off... It's not really her first time because she was on an episode which was deemed even by me too drunk to ever put on the internet.
So you didn't even put it on the internet?
It was never on the internet. First off, it was a show that neither you or
everybody.
Thou we shall not speak of.
Well, whoever that guy was.
Whoever that last guy was. Basically, it was a show deemed by both of us to be just unworthy of the internet, and then neither of you were in it. So
I want to hear it though.
I think I might have deleted it for my own pride. Like, this one has to die. But either way, my friend Gina is here, and ladies and gentlemen,
Gina.
Let's welcome Gina this show.
Put that
mic right up in your face,
right in my face.
Move it.
You know how you like it close to you,
in my face,
in your face,
right in there.
So, yeah, I guess that makes Ty the new co-host of the Oh No Radio Show. Hello. Congratulations to Ty.
What's up, everybody?
Congratulations to Ty.
Thank you.
First off, I want to say you're already doing a better job than Duncan.
I know, because I'm smiley and happy.
Look at you. I'm in such a better mood because you're here and Duncan's not here. You know what?
And I'm here and I have tits.
And tits are always a good thing. None of us can ever complain about tits.
There's more tits in here than there has been in a while.
Yeah, there's two sets
of
tits.
But mostly really dogs.
That's a whole four tits.
That's four boobs.
No, Scott Sessions was here. That counts as
he
two
does
tits.
Have boobs.
He does have tits.
And very large balls, apparently.
Very. I've seen them on more than one occasion.
Really?
Yeah.
They're like sagging out of the shorts?
He does the thing where he fucks with you because he'll sit in a very
lewd
position on your lap.
He sits in a lewd position either on your lap.
What was that movie?
Or he makes me sit on his lap.
there was a time he climbed pretty high for him and he was sitting like on a kind of a wall, but it was like a set of stairs. But he was like almost if you were sitting on a ladder. So you're
looking up his
crotch. You're looking up his shorts. And he does the thing where he pulls his balls out of his boxers and leaves them, you know, dangling beside.
Yeah, sometimes they need air.
So, large balls. But either way, you know, like I said, you were making me so happy. I'm so happy. I think it makes me want to sing a song.
You want to get down?
Songs.
There's a keyboard.
Duncan will not let us do songs. Duncan hates it when we do songs.
You're right. We got to take advantage of it.
So we
got to
take advantage of.
Hold on.
Oh my God.
Switch over.
The show is feeling so good right now. This is the new face. This is the new. This is the show. This is the show. Ty, the keyboard, you haven't even... It's fate. I was playing it earlier today, and now you've got, you know... I just left it out. As fate would have it. I haven't even, you know...
Hey-oh.
I haven't tested it through the soundboard.
I'm on this mic.
Let me plug it in real quick.
Am I on here?
Hang on.
We got this.
There it is. Oh, man. We're gonna... What should our song be about? Oh, I got an idea.
I mean, I know...
I got an idea.
Duncan not
it does
here.
Start with Duncan not being here. Let's just do it. Okay, we got to get a good beat. You're right. We got to get a beat
I got to find the right
one. You got to get the right one?
That's not the one.
You're going to get this, Ty. Come on.
I remember how to do it. Wait.
This is a maestro.
I'll come back to you.
This is a maestro at work right here, I will tell you.
Oh, there's my plus. That's my plus sign I was looking for.
Yeah, there you go. We're going through some beats.
I need to up the tempo. That's what I need.
Do you need me to do it for you? I got the tempo part. I know how to do all of this.
Do you really? Like, quickly?
Yeah, I can do that real quick.
Because it's been a while. Hold on.
Yeah, hang on. Why is it so reverb-y? Did you hear that?
Do I have the reverb turned up?
I don't know.
I don't know how to use it.
Oh. 1 second, Ty. 1 second. I got this under control. You need higher tempo. What is going on right now?
What is that? Get that out of here.
This is why I had to take the show away from you.
No, you wait until I find a good beat.
No. I'm afraid what you're witnessing here. You are all witnessing a new phase of the Oh No Radio Show.
No.
So we're going back. Actually, I kind of like that beat. Keep it going, Ty.
What is this?
So what happened?
This is that Duncan.
No. This is welcome to the corporate Oh No Radio Show.
Oh no.
Now, Owen, I always told you that your alcoholism would come around and bite you in the ass. And you chose not to heed my warnings. So after our little tiff, and after you fired me, I was very hurt.
He admitted he got fired. That's
fine. You play it however you want, because it doesn't change the fact that you were not the owner of Oh No Radio Show as an intellectual property.
Fuck. You don't need to bring this up to everyone, Duncan.
But that's okay, because now I am.
I don't know why I keep playing the music. I'm not sure why I keep
going. No, it's good dramatic.
Did he go and buy? You went and bought the show?
Not only did I buy the
show.
No, not anymore.
You can't buy
my
show.
No, I bought your show. It's not only did I buy it, then I sold it.
That's even worse.
How else do you think I was able to afford to buy this fancy suit? Do you think I own this suit?
Look at this guy. He's all dressed up.
That's right.
I know. Look at you.
Hold on. Now, I would just like to take this opportunity to thank our corporate sponsors, Clear Channel and Live Nation, and also a hefty grant brought to you by the fine people at Monsanto.
Duncan, what is happening?
It's right.
What?
I will not play the
Monsanto. Fuck you, tall man. Monsanto.
We can't.
How dare you try to trick me this far?
This is not the Duncan I know.
No, it's not. But you see what happens when you push me? This is what happens,
Larry. He's finally snapped.
That's
what
right.
What happened to your hair?
Look
it's
at him.
All gone.
According to standards and practices of the new Oh No Radio Show.
You're wearing a goddamn suit.
And tie. And coat.
What?
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
Talk about corporate Duncan.
That's right.
I don't know if I like this.
Hi.
So.
I don't know if I like this one bit.
Well, you know what? We're just going to have to see what we can do about
that. You're taking my show from me, Duncan.
Owen, I couldn't get them to commit to the show without both of us. And believe it or not, I had to even keep Ty as well. But
so I'm not gonna sit here. You don't even know how to run that thing.
No, but actually, Clear Channel is willing to give us people.
You're gonna make me run that thing.
I'm gonna make you run it. I'm gonna make you run it for the man. So welcome to your corporate show, Owen.
How much money are we talking here?
How much money from me?
From the world of Clear Channel.
From the world of Clear Channel? Well, it is a substantial sum.
I can control the show from wherever I'm sitting, Mr.
That's fine.
Corporate genius.
Corporate genius. I'll just start hitting shit and see what happens. It'll be like you, 8 beers in.
Ty, help me out. Whose team are you on?
He's on team
music. Are you
music.
On the side of the man?
He took over when I was playing the music. It was hard to stop him.
That's right.
But wait.
I waited for my opportunity and I struck. Now, Owen, I will
if
let you.
If you had control over reverb, we could probably sing over it.
Is that how we battle him?
But we need more reverb.
Wait a minute. I bet if I figured this out, I can figure out how to mute
people. Don't touch it. But don't touch it.
Don't do
but
that.
But did it work?
Yeah. Is he done?
God.
Oh.
What are you doing to my show? My friend Gina's here.
Hey, Gina. This is a weird one. Hey.
Gina, welcome. Welcome to Monsanto Presents the Oh No Radio Show. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing fabulous.
It's not presented by Monsanto.
Our neighbors at Monsanto are here to welcome you with the finest genetically modified organisms known to man.
Corporate
Monsanto.
Duncan. Corporate Duncan's here. No! We cannot let this happen, Ty! We have to stop this!
What are you gonna do about it?
Honky tonk piano.
Getting out of my chair!
Oh, am I?
Yeah!
Is that what's happening?
No!
No!
Thank you!
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna turn off the
piano. You're gonna turn it off? And then it won't matter. Oh. I bet if you give me a minute, I can
shut the show down and no one would even know. So there
it is.
Finger it up the funnel, corporate America. Here's what you need.
Here's what you need.
The camera's wrong. Hang on.
What is that?
You want to clear it down?
Is that okay?
Yeah.
I don't know if this is up to standards
like
and practices.
Wait a minute.
I don't.
Remember?
Oh, he's inhaling.
Like
no, never
so
did. Never did.
I think this is done. What the fuck? Why am I in your chair?
I don't know. Why are you wearing that?
Yeah, why are you
what
wearing
that?
What
the fuck is this?
What are you wearing?
Oh my god. Alright. Okay. Alright, hang on.
Can you get back in your seat?
Can I, hang on. Wow, this is weird.
You should first show a plate.
We kicked you off the show last week. Being a dickhead.
Hey, that was your fault too.
Oh god, enough of that. Jesus. Infernal racket. I sound like the corporate guy now. What did you even come here for in a suit?
I came from selling the show
to the man.
Let's just forget about it, dude. Did you really sell the license to everything we own?
How much do you think I could get for it? Let's be honest. I want to hear what you think.
The show
the
would
offers.
Be worth?
$12.
$12? Respectable offer.
I almost bought it, but
I did offer to tie first.
I think I could get at least $100.
$100?
For just like the show.
Not you could probably get $100 for Mark to
not,
keep doing
not
it.
Not my equipment. Mark, we're going to stop doing the show.
Unless you give us $100.
And or sell it to corporate America.
Yeah.
Yeah, how did it feel sitting in my
spot? Please send
spot
your donations.
It's weird, man. I don't like it.
It's weird.
I don't like it. That's your spot. I don't want it.
Yeah.
I think I could sit there, you know.
I think you have. That was before you puked. Anyway, I guess we
every
can. We should restart the show. I mean, Jesus Christ.
We can. We can. I
even
actually
know what happened.
I need to fully get my mind right.
I know you do. Should we take a small break and
let's
come back?
Let's take a 5-minute corporate America
break. Corporate America break. I think I got something I can play.
All right. All right.
I could play.
No, you can play. Thank you, Monsanto.
Get your head right real quick, and all then right. And then we'll be right back.
If you like to gamble, I tell you I'm your man. You win some, lose some, it's all the same to me. The pleasure is to play. It makes no difference what you say. I don't share your greed. The only card I need is the ace of spades. The ace of spades. Playing for the high one, dancing with the devil, going with the flow. It's all a game to me.
We're back. You know what this is, Duncan?
It's creepy. Ace of spades.
The ace of spades. The ace of spades.
The ace of spades. The ace of spades. The ace of spades.
Exactly. I made this.
Of course you did.
I made this.
I think it's instant classic.
I think it's pretty brilliant.
It is pretty good.
I'm
not going to lie.
I'm going to leave it up a little bit.
All right.
Anyway, we're back. Sorry about that couple minute break there. Mm. I needed to get corporate Duncan gone.
Yeah.
Something weird happened.
Something weird happened.
There's something in the air.
And I feel like it might be a little bit of Gina.
Yeah.
No, it is awesome to have Gina in the studio.
That's
once
right.
Thank you for
again.
Having me.
Happy accident.
Yeah. Yes. Chicago in
yeah.
the house.
Yes.
Goddamn right.
Chi-town?
Chi-town. What's
some shy
is there
me.
A
just outside.
Where?
In Brookfield.
Brookfield?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Yeah. Midwest Uh-oh. Chatter. I started it.
That's right. You got the Midwest chatter. L right here.
Yes,
I was Highland Park.
Fucking
is
good.
Where I was born, but
Midwest
we weren't very Highland
right
Park-y
right.
people, uh-huh. if you know anything about
yeah,
that place.
I grew up in Brookfield, and then yeah. I moved out to Schaumburg.
Schaumburg.
Fucking fascinating.
My dad worked
Schaumburg.
In Schaumburg for mm-hmm. a while. That was crazy.
That was where the closest IKEA within like fucking forever
yeah,
was an IKEA.
Yep, right by the Woodfield Mall.
Yep. And that mall was retarded, too.
It's
Midwest.
It's actually a Christmas T-Mobile commercial. They have it in there. And it's gigantic. It's four stories.
Look at us.
Look at us. I could care less about the Midwest.
Somehow sperm sprayed us all
you.
In the same
it's
area.
I'm the one that started it at the end of the day.
It's your fault.
It's my fault.
Yep.
I should have seen that coming a mile away.
You should have.
But yeah, I don't know why. I just don't. I have
Duh
no
bears.
Connection.
Duh bears.
With That's but I have no connection with the Midwest.
Go Hawks.
Like I have
sorry.
Like I
Go
don't.
Go Hawks. Fucking yep. right.
What is uh-huh. what is so interesting about the Midwest?
I'm glad
that
you brought
I should,
Gina.
I'm asking questions.
Hey,
we're just bonding.
Okay, you want to know what's so great about the Midwest? That's what you're asking. Why is the Midwest so
yeah.
great?
We're from there.
Yeah. Duh. And we like beer and cheese.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
And
those
beef.
Are my favorite things.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
But we steak. Are a little yeah. bit of everywhere. Like,
yeah.
All right. The Midwest is more of an attitude. Like, it's you don't take any shit from anybody, but you really let a lot of shit slide.
Yeah, I pretty much had a bad attitude.
Yeah.
Yet you're all in Florida.
Well, yeah.
Because you're retired from
because
that
we hate
fucking
snow.
Shitty life.
Because we hate snow. Because we're retired
yeah.
from winter yeah. is what it is.
Is that most of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like I've done that.
That and family.
I work
Sorry.
So much better when I'm far away from my family. Like, we get along so much better when I am...
I have
no,
to keep a
they all live
distance.
Here in Orlando.
I could not... I mean, my family lives close,
area.
Like, but... 30 minutes away.
Oh, yeah, that's...
I could never have them any closer. Like,
no,
that's
my
like,
family
no.
is about 30 minutes.
When they lived in Titusville, which wow. was, you know, put about an hour in between us, it's kind of... It's nice.
My mom
nice.
And I work better... My mom and I work better the further away from each other we are. Like,
I
we
very
love
Midwesternly am the same. Like, me and my mom are awesome. We're cool, but, like... If I had to live under the same roof as that woman,
nope.
it would not work.
Not
oh, no.
at all.
Shit would
I just told my mom to move in.
Really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
My mom's awesome.
Yeah?
No, my mom's awesome too, but we'll kill each other.
Oh, no.
We're too similar.
Yeah.
But a woman too, though. I know, like...
She comes over. She helps me paint my house. We
really?
Yeah, I hang out with my mom.
Drink some beers with her.
Like yep. Now I yeah. Could,
she doesn't really
like
drink too
could.
Much, but I'll drink beers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mother's
yeah.
Day, we all ordered 3 bottles of wine.
Awesome. That's cool. Sat around the pool.
Yep.
Now, Gina, you know, in long and short, it's an awesome person. You know,
thank you.
I'm not trying to do an introspective. I just wanted Gina to come and join us tonight, and I thought, you know, well. First off, it was going to be a party before Duncan showed up.
That's right.
It was going really
and
well.
Now,
and it was going really well. I was super happy.
Yep.
Like, Ty had a
hey,
big beaming smile.
Guess what? Fuck your happiness.
Oh, Jesus.
Damn it.
Thank See. God you're back. This show's so much better.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Hey. No, I got a few things I do really want to talk about. You want to talk about some news and some super stories?
Ooh,
super
news.
Stories.
Some super stories. Damn, someone's crackling. You hear that?
Is it about the dude? Is it me?
I don't know. I think it was
Did
Ty.
I
think it was Ty.
Is it news?
Is it about the guy that got busted over on the?
I don't know. I just, you know, I always have these. I look up. I look up the crazy news stories. Here's a new one out of Japan.
Okay.
New thing that's happening with the kids over in Japan.
Oh, I love it. Schoolgirl panties right. And hentai uh-huh. Tentacle rape.
It turns out a few years ago, a lot of teachers in Japanese schools were noticing that a lot of girls were ending up coming to school with eye patches, and they were all coming and they were all coming down with pink eye, and they were wearing these eye patches.
Stripper
to the
fart on
to
their
the
pillow.
To the degree that they had, like, designer eye patch.
I think I know where this is going. Okay. I hope I know where this is going. I hope it's going where I want it to go. Owen. Oh.
Sorry, I forgot to
No, I don't. That's fine. It's probably better that way. Yeah. Nobody's watching anyway. Nobody cares.
I know. Either way, basically, they're all getting pink eye.
Yeah.
Now, why
on.
Are they getting pink eye?
Come on.
Okay. They're getting poopy cock in their eye.
I think it's close. I think it's
I
close
hate
to
say
that.
It,
I don't think it's poopy
it
is,
cock.
It is a new phenomenon.
It's a new thing.
As eyeball licking.
Oh, that's not new.
Wherein
nearly...
one opens his or her eye and they lick the eye.
You can get fucked.
Not only that.
No.
You were, first off, you were.
What?
Well, yes, of course.
So it's not.
First off, I was hoping that they were catching cum in the eye.
I thought that's
I'm thinking was. Maybe they're doing other shit, and like you said, maybe getting a little fecal matter on the tongue, and then it's going to the eye? That could be happening. Who knows? Maybe it's just a sweet, old-fashioned eyeball licking.
Maybe first you tongue-punch the starfish,
and then
you lick
your
eyeball.
Like maybe it's the next step. Maybe that's what I thought, because they're so advanced.
Yeah.
Be just like...
No, you got to remember that the first step is always ass licking.
The first
step? Right?
That's
yeah, no, the first
step is not ass licking.
Yeah.
It's not?
Well, let me tell you
Why
about
wouldn't
the...
It be?
First off, let me tell you a couple more things about this.
And then, of course, you'd go straight to the eyeball.
Let me tell you a couple more things about the phenomenon in Japan, though, with this. Is first off, they refer to it as worming, which I love.
I love it, too.
What?
Worming. Oh, Kelsey would be getting off on this right now. Is she an eyeball licker?
No.
Oh, I bet
I'm not going to do that.
I bet if she was here, she'd be like...
She'd be asking for it later.
You know...
I might like that. Anyway,
she'd have to take off her
but
glasses.
But it's mostly done on like
I'd poke her eye out. I have my tongue pierced.
The end of the article ends up suggesting that it's mostly done by 12-year-olds.
That's even stranger, though.
Yeah.
Instead of hand jobs?
I guess. Instead of dry humping or like...
Yeah, dry humping's probably safer.
Just whacking off? Way safer. Dry humping's...
You're not getting pink eye from dry humping.
Thank you.
You're going to get a little bit of a chafed undercarriage, but...
Get over You'll that. Learn.
It's nothing we don't all deal with once in a while.
Exactly. You gotta learn at some point.
Yeah. Fuck.
Then you finally stick it in and, you know, it's winter wonderland.
Oh my God.
Weird old goddamn Japanese.
But yeah, eyeball again. Just worming.
Worming.
I
was really hoping
that
it
should
was...
be on our. I think this is something we need to do. And we can do it on air.
Like
but we need to come up with a list of questions that every guest gets. Like on the list of questions is going to be have you ever heard of worming?
Are you into worming?
Are you into worming? And then we're not even going to tell them what it is if they don't know, and they're just going to be like, "What is worming? What is that? That sounds maybe amazing."
No,
maybe terrible.
I know. If I didn't know what it was, I'd say, "What's up? I'll try it out. Worming? All right."
No, fuck that.
No.
You can get fucked. You come near my eye.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, after you hear about it, it doesn't sound as fun.
No,
I will stab somebody. Try to lick my eye. You will get shanked. I'm not even close to kidding.
I will cut you.
I almost cut the bitch that was doing my fucking eye exam. Like, they do the little puff of air into your eye. I was like,
"Tell you they're gonna do it."
I know they told me. They told me it didn't make me any less stabby. Like I had to refrain myself. Like it went poof. I went, "Fuck!" All right, like because I always have a knife on me, and I was.
Can
right
I
there
say
with
recently
it.
Going to the eye doctor? They actually said that the eye doctor I went to was like, "Oh, that technology's old. We're past that. Like, they don't do it to you anymore."
Well, fuck them for doing it to me.
It was crazy.
No.
You go,
that's
you
bullshit.
Go to a piece of shit doctor
you still get
because you work
in
at the
eye.
Factory and
yeah.
they still blow fucking outdated technology in your eye.
They blow outdated technology up my everything.
At least you're getting blown.
Thank you.
At least someone's getting blown.
Right? God damn it.
Have you heard of this fucking thing that's happened with Dunkin' Donuts and this crazy bitch that went in there ranting at them?
No. But I love Dunkin' Donuts, obviously.
It was Donut Day last week.
It was.
Well,
you get yourself a free donut. Krispy Kreme.
This shit, when I first saw the post, was basically headlined as, "This person might be one of the worst people to ever exist."
It's possible.
And I can't say I disagree with them.
So she's mad?
She's mad.
Just to warn you, this is all being under video surveillance, okay? Last night I was here. Is Anand here?
No, he's not.
Okay, this is all being under video surveillance, by the way. I was here last night, and Needy forgot to give me a receipt, okay? And then she can turn into a complete rude bitch. I don't know if you have any type of security cameras here, but you need to pull them up and listen to how she treated me, first of all. Because this is going to get posted on Facebook. I already posted on Facebook what you guys did. I have never had a problem with Daisha. You have always given me exactly what I've asked for and respected me with kindness to the utmost, and I have thanked you for that. This girl was so fucking rude to me and said, "Okay, well, you can get your order free next time." So you know what I told her? I said, "I want the whole fucking menu, bitch, twice. Give me your manager's number, the owner, now, because a guarantee is a guarantee. And I have already called my lawyer, and he is already on it." So when it says you don't get a receipt, you get your order free, it fucking means it, right? Or is it a lie? Because this is all being recorded.
No, that's true. Because I don't know what happened yesterday. So
what was that?
Was there a video camera there? Because
what? A cunt.
A cunt, yeah, absolutely.
And I'm sorry, we have two ladies in the room. But ladies, how do you feel about that word?
Oh, I don't care. Just another word.
You don't really care either? I mean, I know I'll drop it every once in a while, but I'm
very
not one I
it.
Use all the time.
I use
but
it very frequently.
I use it more towards men actually a lot of times.
But ever since the bitch pudding video, cunt face. I mean,
cunt face. Yeah, absolutely.
Everybody's a cunt face lately.
Yeah, bitch pudding. We'll watch that. Do you want to watch that? I don't have it. We'll come back from break with that maybe.
Oh, good.
I like bitch pudding. I think.
So why is this cunt going off on this dude? Because
she didn't get a receipt, so she didn't get her food for free.
She didn't get a receipt.
And this happened yesterday.
Okay.
And then she's coming back today. First off, she was with like four or five other people.
She was like, "Hey, check this out. We're going to go cause a scene."
And she was a complete, yeah.
And record it.
The greatest thing about this is the guy behind the register and how, honestly, he couldn't be more professional and just like, I don't know how this guy does it, but he's so patient.
And it's already on video record.
Yeah, you talked to Munira, right?
Yeah.
In the morning? Yeah. I'll give you your order free.
Okay.
So whatever you ordered yesterday, I can give it to you free.
Pull it back up.
Or do you want to tell me what it was?
Yeah.
I'll make it for you.
Okay. I want a strawberry culotta.
Okay.
This is over yesterday? A strawberry culotta.
No, it wasn't. It was like a bunch of us in the car yesterday. If you want me to get exactly what I got yesterday, it's gonna be a shit ton more.
Okay. Whatever you want, I'll get it for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Strawberry so she culotta. Just wants her
it
one
was
drink.
Rob that was in the back seat. That it was his order.
I don't know.
It was somebody else's order.
Whatever you tell me, I'll make
Sean
it.
Sean just
now.
Wants a strawberry culotta.
Okay.
And the croissant with bacon and cheese, like not like just a little crispy
no
on the bacon.
No
yeah,
egg.
No egg.
Okay, I made your order. I took your order, too. I just didn't take your money because I was
yeah.
concerned. I honestly think she's doing it as a joke to abuse this guy.
Probably.
Like, she's just that much of a malicious, like, I'm going to put myself on, you know, she's talking about Facebook and everything. Watch what she does later in the video. First off, it's too long. I can't play the whole thing. It's fucking 8 minutes long.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Boo.
Mm.
And it's mostly with him. Now she starts.
Who's that
look
guy?
At this. Watch, watch. Now she starts fucking harassing other people at the goddamn Dunkin'
cream
Donuts.
Even though he's giving her her
he wanted
food.
It double toasted twice.
She basically places the order that they had yesterday.
Just a regular one.
And then, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's already told her, I'll give you
this is all being recorded and posted on Facebook because they failed to give me a receipt last time, so my order is free. If you want to.
Wow.
It's about to get posted. So this all guy right. doesn't know what's going on. He's just standing there.
She's videotaping a guy.
Yeah, that's
behind
it.
Her.
And I actually wanted my iced coffee with extra cream and extra sugar. Yeah, I'll pay for that if you want. Just a medium.
Okay. So I'll do this separately and you can pay
okay.
for the iced coffee. And you want cream and sugar for that?
Yeah, actually, skip the iced coffee. I don't want it. Give me an iced water.
Sure.
I don't want to pay for anything.
I'm not going
to
charge you for
okay.
this.
Okay,
right.
Thank you.
Wow.
And again, consistently, the guy is just.
Yeah.
Very patient with
very
her.
Very patient. Whatever you need, ma'am. Yeah, like he's not even putting up with it. Like he's just
right.
like.
Now I want Dunkin' Donuts.
But it brings up a good point. If you're that fucking irate, you can cut like.
I want five dozen.
I get.
Boston
I almost
creams.
Get some of the premise, and it's
five
there's a scumbag
dozen.
Thing in here somewhere. She's got like a true scumbag, but then there's like there's in between scumbag like us, but there's an in between scumbag way to do this. To I know like. People that can go into any place and get something for free.
Yeah.
Like there's
yes.
just a scam like way to do it. And I think that's almost what she's just doing. Like she's just going in there and berating this like other person.
What I'm more curious about is the fact that she said that she like had this big altercation with the girl the night before.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's what I'm like, wait a minute.
Well, she's coming back the next day.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
So it's
well
how can they prove she didn't get a receipt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing. She could
a day
just,
later.
Yeah, exactly. It, honestly, if I'm that store manager, I'm kind of pissed at, you know, the nice guy over there, honestly, a little bit, because it's like you could have shut her down. Like, you didn't have a, you know, you got
no,
your
receipt. No, he's doing...
He is doing the right thing
what
because
he's, supposed
he's
to
doing what he's supposed to be doing. You're right.
No, it's not customer service. He just... Like he seems smart enough to know a losing battle when he sees one. So why would you put yourself in that position? You obviously know this woman is going to be a bitch no matter what.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's no point in fucking arguing with her. Just be like, yeah, whatever you want.
Yep.
Whatever gets you the fuck out of this store the fastest, let's do that. Whatever you want. You want one of everything? I'll give you one of everything. I don't give a shit.
The whole order twice. Like
whole order
said.
Twice. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Suck a dick.
That's basically what happens. Let's just see the end.
I'm going to post this on Facebook.
Yeah, if you will look, yeah, she's basically recording everything now in the store. She's
all these delicious donuts be on Facebook.
She's, I mean, she's harassing just the whole
other customers.
Place. Other customers. She's like poking her head behind the counter and like filming the... People
she
in the kitchen.
Is
she's gonna edit it later.
bitch. Right on Facebook, because I already posted what your dumbass did last night. So I hope you're happy with your little fucking thing.
So that
yourself.
Must be the person
yeah,
that
I'm
did
about
it.
To nuke your whole fucking planet from Mars.
Wow.
You think y'all are tough, big bad Arabs bombing the Trade Center? I'll show you tough. I'm not done. You didn't give me my water, and you didn't give me my fucking culotta.
No, I made it.
Okay, well,
did you catch some of the stuff
where
she threw?
Yeah,
there,
yeah.
Alright, well, I can't see it over there. And I want a tray holder with it.
She's just a bitch.
Go on record because they failed to give
She's
me a receipt
racist,
yesterday.
Is what she
and
is.
Then they failed to give me the guarantee where it was supposed to be free. So I had to do this. This is all on video and it's all going to be on the internet soon. YouTube. I hope it gets a million fucking hits because I gave them ten for a year. Ten. Until that dumb bitch right there, Needy, decided to cross my fucking line. She better be glad I didn't order the entire menu. Because right now, everyone on Facebook sees you, Needy. Turn around and say hi.
Fox 12's Most Wanted broke into...
She gave
so where did that happen?
Let me look.
Newport Richie.
Yeah. Seriously, that had Florida written all over it.
I actually don't know. I'd have to look that up. It sounds like up north, though. It looks to me like it's further up north. I don't know. Someone's going to have to look that up. I'm not sure. Does it really matter?
Well, yeah. I wonder where that cunt lives so that I can...
Ever go there?
Or bash her face in if I ever see her.
Yeah, but seriously. I mean, she straight up calls her an Arab, and
yeah.
she's just horrible. That's absolutely awful.
Yeah.
So yeah, that happened in the world. Good job, world.
She was pretty Arab-y, I'll just say it.
I'm just putting it out there. When you're right, you're right.
I mean,
speaking of Arabs, This is even a joke. I walked into the 7-Eleven and. It was the one not far. It was on, I don't need to say which one it was, but it wasn't my local one. Let's just say that.
Okay.
It's kind of on my ride home. And I've got a theory that one might be the smelliest 7-Eleven in Orlando.
Smelliest? All right.
It might be because of one kid that. We're
talking about
works
bad
there.
Smell.
Bad. Like.
Like
he can be behind the counter,
human bad smell,
and or the other end of the store. One guy, it's one guy,
one dude
that works there, and it just, yeah,
it, yeah.
as the Brits would say, or my mother would say, it pongs. Bloody pongs in there.
Pongs all over me.
But I mean. There's certain places in the world that are like that, that just stink. Certain people. So I kind of get where she's coming from. But I mean, you know, apart from that, worst person in the world?
Yeah, pretty fucking
pretty
close.
Pretty far up there.
Pretty fucking close. I'm actually, apparently the headline that I'm reading, I'm trying to get the site to pull up, is Dunkin' Donuts will reward the employee who endured.
Oh, which is awesome.
Yeah, absolutely, because he did the right thing.
That's good news.
I think it happened in Seattle.
Oh, really? Seattle's a pretty tolerant city, too.
Yeah.
They're all liberal and, you know, fun. Well, not fun-loving, but they're...
Seattle's pretty
they're
rad.
Pretty, I like Seattle. There's some good people up there.
Oregon is also rad.
I enjoyed Washington when I was there in August, I think it was.
Washington is cool. Portland is a very cool city.
I think it's about time we wrap this up, segment. Yeah, it's about break time. We'll leave you with one piece of interesting. Let's leave it with this last one. How about this? Oldest man that lived in the world died either yesterday or today.
Yeah, I heard about this.
116.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
It's an old dude.
It's the oldest ever on record.
Thanks. Japanese guy, right?
Japanese. Yes.
What? Oakland Park, Florida.
No, you're kidding.
Oh, so that's
it
by,
is Florida?
Is that by Newport, Richie?
Oh, why are they all...
Oakland Park, Florida.
Where's Oakland Park?
Fort Lauderdale.
That figures.
I knew it was fucking Florida.
Yeah, you felt it, didn't you?
I did. I was like...
I'm proud of you. That was good scumbag sense.
It's been 3 years now that I've been living this
corporate thing real quick.
Yeah, I really did, didn't I? I've embraced my inner hatred of everything, especially dumb shit in Florida. I read a story, speaking of dumb shit in Florida, nice little quick one that'll take us into break. Mm. Fucking idiots got arrested in Seminole County they were a group of four or five of them picking psychedelic mushrooms in a state park.
Okay.
In a state park. And then when the wildlife rangers stopped them, they searched the guy's backpack, and he had a fucking baby alligator wrapped in a bandana.
What?
Like, in the bottom of his backpack. He's like, oh, I was just going to take pictures of it.
What?
No, you weren't.
What?
Why, dude? Why you can't do that, dude? I ate a whole bunch of these that we just picked out of the couch, man. And fucking, like, and I thought that having an alligator is a totally good idea.
Oh, I mean, shenanigans. I didn't know that.
Dude, I was
going
to get naked
My
with him.
My buddy must have put it in there.
Yeah, no, I was totally not going to get naked with him and roll around, like, fucking
That's
have
not
alligator
gonna, like,
death
grow
rattle.
It up and, like, totally
Seriously,
just hang out with it for, like,
ride it around
30
and
years.
Fucking
ride it
30 years? This son of a bitch will outlive me.
Yeah, he'll probably eat me.
He'll live in the bathtub.
Seriously, it'll eat my kids
like
and my wife
guy,
is fucked up.
A little bit. The guy that's just like stealing endangered wildlife. Yeah. I mean, not that they're in danger, but I like that guy that goes into places and like.
He's like, you know what? Fuck
I
that.
Want
I want this.
I want a ball of
I
eagle.
Want a bald eagle.
I'm going to take an egg.
I'm going to take an egg.
Shoom. And he goes and zips it up.
He puts it under an incubator.
And he goes home. Yeah.
The fucking Jurassic Park logo
he's
on it.
He's got the whole setup. I mean, it's not like he's going to harm the egg. He knows what he's doing. He puts, yeah. He puts it in a pelican case.
Yep.
Gotta
have
egg.
A pelican case for that.
And he goes home and he opens it up. And he takes the egg out and he puts it in there and it goes around and around and around. And then it gets older and then it pops out. And he's got a bald eagle.
And it says, Mama.
And he, you know... makes it suck his dick.
That's where you go with that. That's what you're going to do with a bald eagle. You're going to make it suck your dick.
And
Teresa
gets
out.
Up.
She's like,
Merca. Merca, Teresa.
Merca. On the point where we start talking about.
It was good seeing you.
Going getting his dick sucked by a bald eagle.
Merca.
Baby bald eagle.
Sucking dicks.
Talking about America.
And after it sucks my dick. It's going to get its head chopped off and thrown on the grill.
You know, that's necropedo bestiality.
And then I'm
going
to put it in a curry and send it to that bitch.
In Oakland Park.
In Oakland Park.
Florida.
I don't know why I do that. I just actually would prefer to eat it.
Would
you eat bald eagle curry?
Bald eagle curry?
Ty, I know Ty would eat it.
It sounds fucking great.
You
sounds
would eat
gamey
it.
And delicious.
Oh, you would
yeah.
eat that.
I mean, I'm pretty sure the bald eagle isn't endangered in some countries. Maybe I have eaten it. You know what I mean?
There's like, no way the bald eagle... do they even live anywhere else?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure we Canada? Wouldn't make it America's
Canada.
Bird.
Yeah.
Probably parts
really?
Of
Canada. A lot of them in Canada.
Fuck
yeah.
That shit. They can't have bald eagles.
They
shoot.
Have eagles.
Canada
Canadians
has
should
more
be
than
forced
do,
to
really.
Shoot all
yeah.
bald eagles. That's a new rule.
New rule.
New rule. If Canadians, I know you got the guns. I know you hunt a lot. If you see a bald eagle, do
shoot
us a favor. It's not supposed to be there. It's a traitor eagle.
Traitor eagle, shoot
it. It is out of its region.
I've seen tons of them bitches.
Needs to go back.
Shoot it.
Shoot
it. You know, that's right. That's like that guy that's on the run from the law right
it's
now.
It's probably delicious.
The guy what? That's on the, oh, for like leaking all the government secrets.
Oh, yeah.
About all the, like,
yeah.
the spying.
I thought we were
going to
talk about
PRISM.
Earlier,
oh, PRISM.
No, can we come back
oh,
with that?
Oh, we're going to come back with some PRISM.
Yeah. But good for him. Good for that dude.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to go to break. Before
Maybe.
We do, we need to say a very big thank you and
thank
warm
you for
welcome back
me.
Anytime to Gina.
Oh, I thought it was for me. Well,
shut the fuck up, Ty.
You're supposed to clap for me all the time.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Anytime, you're
nice
welcome back. It was
Gina.
Very nice to have
cheers.
Cheers.
Your, damn it, Gina.
Your warm, sexy voice with us tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I think the few people that do listen to it will enjoy your sensuality. You just
I'm
going to
enjoy it a little bit later.
Oh, yeah. You can just feel it.
I'm enjoying it now.
Gina, is there anything you do want to say? Because I haven't really let you talk. I mean.
Oh, no.
Not at all?
No.
No.
She's like, God forbid, no.
I do have to, you know, always preface that, you know.
Please edit
you.
Me out of this episode.
Anyway, we're this is the Divine
Official First.
Bits. That's what their name is. Time.
So you're on it.
I'm on it, bitch. And this is the Oh No Radio Show.
Heyo.
We will be back. It's going to be a few minutes. Who knows?
We'll be back when we're fucking ready.
Yeah, we'll be back when we're ready. Second segment coming up.
Fuck my dick.
We're gonna talk about
Prism.
Prism. And
our corporate sponsors at Monsanto have fired us. I just got the word.
And if either of you ever heard of a space jammer? Or not space jammer, speech jammer.
Space jammer, I was going to say. Yeah, that's
it's
that
called,
movie.
Michael, right? It's called a speech jammer, right? Basically, it's a sonic device that if you wear a pair of headphones, talk into a microphone, it completely confuses your brain and makes you sound like an idiot. And I have the app on my phone, and we're going to see if it works.
Right. Interesting.
So we're gonna come back with that after break.
Let's
That's
go to
gonna
break.
Take a special process, and it might not sound. It's gonna sound a little different, but to make this work, I got an idea. So,
all right,
we'll be back. Like I said, this is Divine Fits off the album A Thing Called Divine Fits, and this is My Love Is Real. I'm Owen.
Suck a pig.
Y'all are awesome. Thanks.
He's Duncan.
I am Duncan.
He's Ty.
It's a tie.
And
again,
thank
once
you.
A very big thank you to Gina. See you in a few minutes, kids. Yeah. Gonna do this. We are now live, ladies and gentlemen, on the Ono Radio Show. We are back from break, motherfuckers.
Woo.
Just started.
Fuck Florida.
What the hell were you guys talking about?
Well, the Florida legislature passed a ruling. Basically, it's a the governor's signature away from being law, saying that there will be no paraphernalia of any kind to be sold in the state of Florida. No pipes, water pipes, anything. The only kind of pipes that will be allowed for sale in Florida must be made of clay, corn cob, briar, or like...
What?
Yep. No glass. No.
Oh, sorry.
There we go. No. Nope. What'd you do?
Nothing since break. Jiggle it. Oh, Jesus.
Uh-oh.
Can you hear me now?
There it is.
That's better.
There we go.
Penis. What were we talking about?
Florida outlawing bongs. It's retarded, isn't it?
Didn't think they could actually do that.
Apparently they can.
I thought they could always pass it off as, you
as
know,
a
tobacco
right.
Yes, but now they're making it so that that it'll be illegal to sell water pipes in Florida at all, regardless of tobacco. And if it's for tobacco use, regardless of if it's for tobacco use, it'll have to be either clay, corn cob, whatever,
yeah,
briar,
whatever.
Not glass, basically. No metal pipes, no glass pipes.
And supposedly that goes into effect July 1st, supposedly.
Yeah, if the governor signs
it. So this is absolutely
passed.
It has, but the last update on it was April 26th.
So it literally is the governor has to sign it or not sign it. That's the step in the process. It's in.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, Jesus. We're fucked.
Yep.
Rick Scott is a douche.
Look at our governor.
Yep.
He really does. He looks like Lord Voldemort.
Voldemort, yeah.
Or
he's
Skeletor.
Bald. He's just got this scary Skeletor thing, yeah,
he's
going
Skeletor.
On.
He's fantastic.
Yeah, he's got a very scary thing going on. But I can't believe that actually is passing when.
And it was something that didn't even go
amongst while the rest of the United States is slowly really legalizing marijuana.
Like I thought it was happening slowly.
It is kind of there's 19 states now that have approved it for medical.
Plus
right.
The two that have it completely
there's
legalized.
There's two states, Washington, Colorado, that it's deep it's recreational approved, okay.
And I think that's a huge step too.
Yeah.
To go that far.
What's more surprising is that California voted recreational use complete decriminalization down. They voted that down and Colorado and Washington approved it.
Oh, Washington as well.
Yeah, it's Colorado
oh, wow.
and Washington.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
it's completely legal
and it's fully the state of Colorado because I've always just hear Denver.
Full
it's,
state.
It's the full
the whole
state.
Yeah. State. Whole state of Colorado. Whole state of Washington.
Wow, that's pretty fucking rad.
Yeah,
that's the way it needs to go.
Oregon
like,
is pending.
I've always said
Oregon.
I would even here in Florida settle for decriminalization. That's what I think is at least what needs to happen is. If you're
well, Florida
caught
has
with
some
it.
Ridiculously strict penalties for it.
Oh, ridiculously!
Yeah, it's yeah.
You can go to jail for a long
four
time,
4 or 5 years
for having the tiniest, for having a joint.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you'll be in a maybe a secluded area, and you spark one up, and you think you're out. You know, nobody else is out there, and lo and behold.
Boop, boop, boop.
Joe, the community police officer, comes by, and now you're, you thought you were on the dock at a time of night, in a place that, people frequent at certain times, but come on, man.
Come on.
I live right over there.
Just came down to burn one on the dock.
Yeah, exactly. You know that scenario, though. I mean, it's come on. People do. It's stupid shit like that where.
Ruins people's lives all the
ruins
time.
Ruins people's lives, and that guy will get. He'll get a couple of days, probably get a few hours in jail, a night in jail, and then he's gonna get
depending on if it's a first.
It's gonna
offense.
Be about the same as what I went through with my DUI, is what I feel like. I think they literally put it on that level, a little less, but I think
more,
it is quite a bit less. Honestly,
maybe
now,
a little
back
bit more.
On it, but. But it's, it's a step down from that. It's, but it's still way too harsh. Come on. Smoking a joint on the fucking dock. Or it's guy on his back porch, not bothering anybody.
Yeah, no, Florida is actually stricter about that than a lot of states.
Yeah, Florida's.
Yeah, I hear that.
They're kind of on the ass end of it, but they would love to benefit.
Why is that?
Well, for
Weed
a lot
Tom,
of it,
ladies and gentlemen.
For a lot of it, it was because all the conservative people that ended up living down here, all the snowbirds that then came down here, that
it
ended
was,
up living here full time, and then it just as the populations died, as those generations died out, and the newer generations like our generations and our parents' generations, they start to get older, they're more hip, they're the ones that were smoking grass in the 70s and the 60s, and they're the ones that understand that it's not just for getting high,
right? It's about dealing with life.
Exactly.
And honestly, I feel like it's going to pass on generation, and imagine we're going to be that generation that you're talking about one day. And that's cool. Eventually all of the old white men will die.
Right. Absolutely.
Eventually.
And that's that's what we're dealing with right now is there's been a resurgence of fucking just unbridled cocksucker.
Yeah. Oh, they're coming out full force. Yeah. I would agree with that. prime example, honestly, who's running what we were going to talk about when we came back from break? We got on this random tangent, but I kind of did start the show. I'm not going to lie. I did start the show on you without you knowing.
Yeah.
And, you guys rolled along right with it. Yep. I kind of, hijacked you into starting the show, but because you were having your own conversation. But either way, that turned into what we just had there,
yeah.
And now we're going to talk about something we were going to talk about when we said we were going to break and we're coming back and all that, blah, blah, blah.
We're still talking about it. So
well, now we are still
matter.
Talking about it. It's old Some white men still, and it's the this new thing that's come out with basically the NSA.
Yep.
The National Security Administration?
Yep.
Got that one right. I'm gonna recall as much of the story from memory as I can.
Mm-hmm.
There's a dude, can't remember his name. Gonna tell you that right off the bat.
Yeah.
Is it John Snowden or something? Like that?
Close. There's some snow in there.
Yeah, Snowden.
There is some Snowden in there.
I'm pretty sure that's almost right.
John Snowden? Is it John?
It's close. We'll
it's
just
close.
Say it's
I remember
John.
All right, we'll
Game
say
of
it's
Thrones
John. John
I,
Snowden.
Yeah.
This is the quality journalism that you get from my reporting.
We're
right?
on
Us
top
not
of it.
Being paid, yeah.
We're on top of
but,
it.
But, there's a lot of stuff here that he's basically, he's kind of seems like a regular dude. He's like a programmer or whatever.
I saw a picture of his girlfriend on a related story.
I guess
like,
there's
wow.
something with, like, is he related to hot. Anonymous? Do you know about any of that? The group Anonymous?
I don't. Have any idea? I don't think so.
You know about Anonymous.
Yeah,
I think we've talked about that before.
Those scumbags. Yeah.
Yeah, they're kind of scumbags. They really are. They're trolls.
They're
all
right.
They're
okay, and they're not.
They want to have a really good idea, but they don't. And if they did, and it was as good as V for Vendetta, then we'd all go for it. But at the same time, I don't know. You guys, you're doing nothing. Anyway, I think he's been like accused of being involved in some of that shit, and I think like his girlfriend was. I've seen this like she was apparently like there's a video like with her in
a Dunkin' Donuts masks. Harassing.
What that would make sense.
Yep. That would make sense.
No, there's a video of her in like one of those fucking Guy Fawkes masks.
Oh.
And but this guy, essentially, yes, he's being what is he really being accused of? Treason? Is it
he's being accused of divulging classified information,
right?
Which is treason.
Well, it's
is it not?
It depends on the level.
Probably
of it.
One of the charges
for the queen.
There's
it would
lot
be
of
treason.
Charges, so
yeah, there's a lot of charges.
I'm sure treason is one of them.
Draw on a bill in the UK, it's treason. You can't draw on the Queen. You can't
give her a mustache.
Yeah. Sex Pistols? Treason. Treason.
Whole bunch of treason.
Yeah. Either way, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it completely. I feel like...
Well, let's get down to what it is. That every...
Security com... it's not...
Every text message, phone call, and email of everybody...
Of everybody is now basically being monitored.
Has been being monitored.
And has been being monitored for the last 2 years, I think it is. Something about that.
I'm sure. I am 100% positive of longer than that.
From my understanding of what has actually happened, it's kind of like this. It's kind of like the big companies get bullied into doing this. Google, down to
AT&T, Verizon.
I don't know.
All the internet companies,
all
the
big ones, all the big
companies.
Ones, all the huge ones, and then all like the little ones by
Earthlink.
They get
Apple.
And I know this sounds like conspiracy theory to some of you, but essentially what it is they make it very hard with their regulations for them to operate if they don't agree to do this.
Yep. They're bending the rules in a way they're not meant to be.
That's essentially I think essentially that's what the big story about this case is.
After that was released, like the UK was putting up a protest, saying you shan't be looking at our records.
But I'm sure it's going on there too. This is one of those like
it isn't just United States. It's definitely a global level.
I'd like to see how big this story gets because it's very interesting. It's one of
those. It is interesting, and I was reading about it today too. But
yeah, it's one of those things that we see if all China, know
Hong Kong, like I don't know if they won't extradite him right back to the United States, and we'll never hear about it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, he was hiding in Hong Kong. But
China is very friendly with us. I mean, they don't want to fuck up our relations, and yeah. We don't want to fuck up their relations.
I think there's
relations.
A certain level of friendliness. I don't feel like it's...
it's probably overly friendly, man.
You think so?
I think to each
there's
other.
There's too much money
both,
going
yeah,
back and forth
yeah.
for it to not be friendly. Yeah, I can kind of see that. But either way, like...
And what Uncle Sam wants, Uncle Sam normally gets.
But he, I think he's checked. The last I heard, he had checked out of his Hong Kong hotel.
Yeah.
That has happened. So yeah. I don't think we really know where he is, do we?
Not exactly.
At
no.
this point, I don't no. think we know where he is. So, no, it is interesting to.
But they very might, I mean, very well maybe extradite him right back to us. Like, if they.
You think so? Yeah,
they
I guess.
They absolutely could.
I guess they could.
It would
yeah.
take somebody on a high government level to say something about
be
it.
In, like,
which,
Tibet?
Being public opinion, because in could, public opinion, could, you know, we're all very against him getting thrown to the wolves.
Where
you
would
know,
I
but,
go? I'd go down to, I'd fucking hide out in, like, Vietnam or something. They ain't sending, they're not sending you back down there.
I don't know.
I think I'd find a small little island somewhere in the South Pacific.
Just hang out there for a while.
Eat a lot of fish and rice.
Drink Red Stripe. That's what they got down there, right?
It's Jamaica.
Island bar. Yeah. No, it's every island bar.
Every
island. It's every Red island Stripe. Bar. You guys don't get that?
No.
Yeah, come on, man. Every island bar Jamaica. Has Red Stripe.
Okay.
It happens, man. They just, that's what, it there's a tree. There might be.
The Red Stripe tree.
There might be. You don't know.
I don't know.
Hooray beer.
Oh, God. No, it is scary, the prison thing. And it's fucked up, and I kind of want to keep an eye on it. Like, we won't give you as long of an update every week, but I think we do need to kind of keep an eye on this situation. Like,
yeah.
It's just one of those, like...
This is the how bad they're fucking us
update. This is the Prism update. And like, we'll talk to you about it. I think this is one of those things I'm going to want to keep
an
eye on.
So where does Prism come in? What is
Prism?
Prism
is the name of the actual program. Like, not the computer program, but the program.
The national security program.
Yes, that they were running. And what's interesting, too, is that, like, they even have a logo that looks like the dark side of the moon and all this stuff. Like, Kirk Tree. But even if, I mean, there's, I guess, only a couple of alternatives. Other ways of thought. Ty, stop it.
Stop it.
I got to get it.
No, you don't. You could leave it alone. Stop it.
He's ruining the show.
Just trying to get that down.
Leave my nip alone.
All right,
basically, these guys, you ruined my train of thought. I hate you. I hate you.
I had Nip intervene. That's how I felt.
Can you go be corporate and leave for a while and then come back and
you
take over the show for a little bit and then go sit back in your seat? Can that happen?
I'd fuck you up. Come in here with the suit.
Come in here with the suit.
Guys, never going to happen.
You don't even know.
You don't make enough money to fucking have a suit.
Just
because
I'm broke now don't mean I'm not broke later.
Don't mean I'm not broke later. That's all I'm saying. True.
True is true. No, I mean, I do want to keep up with the fucking story about goddamn Prism because I think it's interesting. I think there's a...
I'm curious.
You know,
it's... Snippet or
it's a... It's a Big Brother thing, apparently.
It's
apparently
a very
big
brother
sales.
Big
or
brother.
No, what's the story? 1984?
1984.
Like, sales of that book have gone up, like...
That's a good book.
A
I'm glad
lot.
People are reading it.
Like, stupid a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Since, like, this whole thing has come out, and it's kind of like, well, we all knew it would happen at some point, right?
The funny thing is like,
Silent
all of the...
like, this is, I mean, honestly, at this point, they're listening. Like, they know we know, but
well,
they know we don't
know
enough to be harmful, and
they
just,
know that
like...
we don't give a shit either, because there's nothing we can do.
Exactly. They know that,
but,
we know that much.
But the thing is, like, all of the NSA directives and all the little executive orders that were put in place under Bush and that are still in place under Obama. Like, it's fucking scary what the next president will have the power to do.
Well, and the fact that Obama doesn't, you know, I mean, that's, we're doing this. But, yeah, I'm using the term Obama. I usually hate to do that. But at the same time, he's, everything he said about Guantanamo is kind of in just a joke. And honestly, he's just another one. And you know,
might be,
it's a little more a little more digestible, you know.
Yeah, but it might be worse because all of his directives seem to be aimed domestically. Bush, at least, he was like, "Ah, we'll go fuck shit up overseas." Yeah, yeah. But Obama's like, "No. Let's fucking monitor everything that our people are doing. Let's use robotic drones to fucking kill."
I'm still not sure that started with Obama.
Sure it didn't.
Yeah. No, it didn't.
But.
Well, we're all smart enough to believe in a conspiracy that's beyond our government, correct?
Yeah. A one world.
A one world government.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
We're close. The fucking Bilderberg.
Yeah,
Bilderberg,
that whole thing's happening. Like, yeah. Here we are. We're going full on Alex Jones, who I hate, that guy.
He is a cocksucker.
He is a piece of shit.
You know,
like,
who I hate?
Regardless of, like, yeah, you might be right on one or two things. You are just a pandering piece of shit.
Pandering mother.
And he's a fearmonger. He's as bad as the Glenn people Beck. That he fights. Him and Glenn Beck.
And Glenn Beck takes a lot of his ideas and makes them even crazier. Takes a lot of Alex Jones's.
And that's the thing, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, how do you make Alex Jones sound crazier than he is?
But no, I do kind of agree with that whole thing. Like, the world is going into that place that it's like a very, you know, one world, you know, government, and, you know,
we'll all figure it out eventually.
Well, but maybe this is the start of that, and this is a good, you know, clue into
it. No, it's been started for a long time.
Oh, it's been started for a long time, but this seems to be a clue into the equation, and I feel like we might have found a guy that was just brave enough to do it and said, fuck it, you know? Like,
well, that, and I also feel like this is just, it's just coming to the surface now. This is just what's really going on.
It's a sort of a bubble, like coming up from a spring, and you know, maybe we'll hit jackpot.
No,
because they control it all.
There is no jackpot, like, dude. It doesn't get better.
Okay,
from
I think maybe part of what needs to be analyzed is how this story develops and how it's either quashed,
which is what I'm putting my money on.
Which is what I'm putting my money on too, or it continues, and that's what will make.
I think the only
because
people
here's the thing, like, us conspiracy theorists will get a laugh at the fact that if it's quashed, because then it's like obviously the media outlets are shutting it down.
Yeah.
Yet then everyone on the other side's like, well,
it'd be great if it inspired other people to come.
These
out and
look
talk
how stupid
about it.
These guys are. They connect everything with everything. It's just coincidence. I don't think so. I think sometimes, like, you do have to just analyze, like, literal stories one by one of what they are and see what's going on.
See if there's anything that's crossing across the line.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times there is.
And on this one, yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's
I'm fucking terrified because I don't think it gets better from here.
No, it doesn't.
I think it only gets worse, and it's
going
to get
worse.
That's
why they let us make movies like The Hunger Games, man.
Yeah.
So that they're showing us what they're showing us.
Battle
they're
Royale,
showing
man.
Us what is going to happen. They're show.
I think something tragic and crazy will happen.
Again,
but I feel like we're on the verge of the new golden age, man. Like, I think we're all.
It's going
to
go.
There's so many of us that are really on the level that we're on. Like, I feel like
that it's about to burst into a million fucking fireworks.
We all see the bubbles, and you know, it's we know what's going to pop. We're more informed than we give ourselves credit for. Like, I mean, just
no, you're right. And even I'm going to go a step further and even say this show just for having this conversation.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense at all, you know, like, we're a step ahead of the game. We're all intelligent people.
I
we
do
all
think
see different
there
aspects
will,
of it
there,
are going
there
on.
There has to be something that sparks us all to that tipping point that we've all heard about from that book, The Tipping Point.
Yeah, The Tipping Point. I remember reading
it. It was
that.
A good book. You should read it if you haven't. But
I've never read that book, Duncan.
Dude, you should read that shit. Solid.
Solid.
But for real, like I think we're all very much informed to the fact we're waiting for it. It's gonna happen.
Yeah. I mean, it is coming, but it's gonna go one of two ways. Either people are gonna be so complacent with their technology and their convenience and everything like that, that they're just going to roll with it no matter what and be like, ah.
Isn't that the ultimate, like, what it probably is, though?
It is.
Man gets
is.
So smart that it creates technology that kills man.
Like, yeah, it's the Matrix. I mean,
a little bit.
A little bit. But no, not maybe, that. Maybe not. Not that. That's
as
not...
we get smarter, the procreation goes down. It's truth. Like...
But that's not where I'm going with that. What I'm going with that is there are either going to be people that are just willing to go to McDonald's and get their double cheeseburgers for the rest of their lives and not disrupt the routine, or there are going to be more than enough people that are going to stand up and go, no, 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 no. This shit is fucked up. We're not going to have this.
I'll say I am glad, like, as much Monsanto as we've had, you know, in this show.
Yeah.
I'll say I'm glad that there's a lot of people in the U.S. that are still sticking out and fight it. Like, there's a lot of shit going down.
I think
that
only lasts for so long. I mean, we've all seen the movie Idiocracy, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it is. We are that close to it.
Absolutely.
That is Monsanto. We have, our food has electrolytes.
And not only that, but it's also that our people, we're not rewarding intelligence anymore. We're, in fact, for the most part,
intelligence has been pretty dumbed down here.
Yeah, we vilify intelligence. Like, if you're smart,
but we're losing our edge.
Yeah.
You're smart, you're not cool.
U.S. isn't on top anymore.
Oh, U.S. hasn't been on top for 20 fucking years.
Oh, we're probably really, we're really dumb, actually.
We're in the
20s. we are. Because you've got even, people, quickly think of Japan. Like, the Asians be smart, all that. But then you've got nations like Poland and
Canada,
Finland,
Sweden,
and all of the Netherlands.
All the Scandinavians.
Smart as fuck. Mm-hmm. They all speak multiple languages. They're all.
They go to school year round.
Yep. And they're also the best drivers on the planet.
Yeah. And so they come to Orlando.
Yeah.
Well, and everybody's a terrible driver.
Well, I wouldn't blame that on them because they're like, this road system is shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was not
probably.
Polish.
No.
I'm sorry.
I don't know
I tried.
What that was.
It's kind of like it went into Russian, I think.
I think it might have been.
Got a little Eastern European.
A little bit.
So it's close. Sort of.
Ish.
Same continent. Well, not really. Is Russia Asia?
Yes.
If Russia's Asia, then I'm fucked.
For the most part, Russia's Asia.
Sorry. Do you want to... Okay, this is the thing. I wanted to do this last week, but I think we need to try this. This thing is called the speech jammer. And to do this correctly, what needs to happen is we all need to be quiet, kind of, while the person is trying it. But we're going to have to use a different pair of headphones. You see, what needs to happen is you need to hear just your voice through the speech jammer, which is obviously on the app on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And you will hit, begin jamming speech. And what is supposed to happen is you turn your volume up kind of all the way. You get it nice and loud. You're supposed to wear headphones. And you will apparently be... not able to correctly speak. So is there any literature around or anything that we can read? Do you spot anything?
You don't have books in here.
Well, not in here, but we can, I thought we had that white kids thing. We don't. I can go grab grab a book from the magazine, anything from the hall. Basically, what's going to happen is you're supposed to talk into this thing. And we'll each read a paragraph. We'll pass it around, but we're gonna each have to take our show headphones off, and then talk into the phone, and keep it by the mic. We're not gonna hear anything as the show that is basically.
I mean, we're still in the same room.
We're right,
hear you.
We're trying to see if this thing actually fucks up your speech.
Okay.
Which I'm going to be a poor baseline because I'm, a little drunk already. So I'm already talking, a little fucked up. But it's an experiment, goddammit.
God damn it.
We're gonna try it. So me and Duncan will have you read a passage. You want to be first?
Yeah, sure.
I think I want you to go first.
You want me to go first?
I'd like it.
Okay.
I think you should. We're gonna give you like Duncan's gonna find a passage or gonna find something for you to read here. Yeah, that works. He's gonna read about beer. He's gonna read my beer book. Beer. There's a beer book.
Beer's fine, good.
Find something, read about a beer. What you're going to need to do is take those headphones off that you're currently wearing, Ty.
I'm going to take them off, I guess.
All right.
Damn it.
Keep them away from the mic. Thank you. Duncan, while this experiment is going on, would you mind turning down Ty's headphones?
Which one are you?
Well, no, because I can hear it a little. That's fine. Just leave them there, then. All right, you're gonna put those on. And here's the app here. I've already set it all up. All he needs to do is hit the button that says begin jamming speech. And I want the mic somewhat close to you so that we can hear how you sound. But you can't hear it, and Duncan, we just need to be quiet on this, okay?
The marriage between food and wine has been a long time bending now. It's made in heaven. But beer, as an aperitif, as an... Beer. I feel drunk just looking at you and talking because this is so drunk.
Read the thing.
Okay. Oh,
that's not what it says.
Give me that.
They calling me.
All right, Duncan, you want to give it a shot? Wait.
Hold on.
Well, it clearly fucked Ty's speech up. You want to try this? Duncan's. Hello? Duncan is now going to try the speech jammer.
Wow, that was seriously trippy as hell.
Did that freak you out a little bit?
A little bit.
I don't like these headphones.
I know.
All right.
Well, just know that if you break the ones you're using, those are the next ones you get.
God damn it. Whoa.
No, you gotta hold it. You gotta hold it up to your face.
In England, the British Guild of Beer Writers has been pairing and food... at its sumptuous annual dinners for 20 years. It makes you sound like you have a speech impediment.
Doesn't it fuck you up? Yeah. It fucks you up, dude.
Retardation.
Keep doing it, dude. The speech jammer.
I think this thing is weird. I mean, I know that I should be speaking at it. I can't.
I know.
Fuck you up.
It really does.
Like, I understand.
See, I told you guys.
God,
you guys,
damn it!
You gotta trust me when I say I got
here,
a speech jammer. You want to hear me? Talking about something. Or let me read it or something. Let's talk about pro wrestling.
Here, read your beer book.
I should read. Okay. Oh, Jesus. Here we go. Let me start my jamming. All right. Here we go.
Whoa.
Let me read it. Beer is a wonderful companion to food. Like wine, the attributes of a beer can be used to complement or contrast with the flavors of and textures of a dish. Today, there are many chefs across the world
make it fun of
who
me.
Are I'm challenging
like I
the
am
assumption
challenged.
That nah, only wine dude. Is Ow. Fit for the finest menus.
Menu.
A careful beer
that I
is
milk.
As good. Oh, my phone must have turned off. Oh, shit. Stop jamming. Stop jamming.
Log jamming.
Log jamming.
So it fucks this all up,
yeah,
right?
I don't like that.
It happened. Like, so it's every
one
of us.
It's kind of fun, but...
Every
yeah,
one of us.
It just...
Like, I'm not putting it on. Like, I'm... Oh, that's just scary. I didn't fully stop the
you
session.
You need to stop
and,
that.
Oh, God. That might be witchcraft.
No. It, well, what it is... You're used to hearing yourself speak and hearing the immediate words coming out of your mouth, but that
it
creates
puts a
the
delay.
It fucks it all up.
And so you hear parts of your speech and it slows it all down because you're hearing it like rapidly back and forth, I think. Like, I'm even like, ooh, a little.
Yeah, I don't.
Ooh.
You way, feel... to, way to kill the show.
I'm just saying. Was it pretty funny hearing me talk?
Oh.
Like
you,
it was funny hearing you.
You
talk.
Had the town like you.
And, I,
were...
and I'm like,
no,
you
I know.
Think, you think I'm?
No, I know you're not
making it up
because I know that I had to sound absolutely
oh,
ridiculous.
If Teresa's up, that's just come on. It's a great way to end the show.
You go do it. See if she's awake.
Oh, come on.
What do you want me to do? I'm not gonna. That's your wife. God
no,
damn it.
No, can you hold the show for 2 seconds?
Well, probably
while I
not. There's certainly been no proof of it. Go. God damn it. But there's certainly damn been it. No proof of it up until this point.
Wait, what's happening?
Well, he just left, which means we can talk about whatever we want to talk
what
about.
What do you really want to talk about?
I don't know. What do you really want to do? We already talked about weed, which is pretty much one of my favorite
that,
things.
Yeah, I got other. I kind of wanted to do that too. More almost. The Rolling Stone had their weed article last.
Oh, really?
Week, and I. I was reading it and kind of into it, but it is crazy how much the country is turning very quickly.
I like that.
I like it too. I
just want to not live in such an ass backwards state.
I really feel like I could live in Colorado. I could do it.
I could live in Washington.
Colorado kills Amsterdam. Like if you want to talk about visiting a place just for that. Colorado already destroys Amsterdam with the amount of like
you think
yeah
Teresa guys
I've been
Teresa
know.
Is
I,
going
I'll almost
to...
guarantee it
hey
oh, this is how we're ending teasy. The show
Teresa's gonna do the speech jammer
to end
speech
the show
jammer
right.
Teasy
okay put that on now you haven't heard any of us talk but what you need to do here. You need to get closer to that mic, though. Okay. Here's what you need to do. You need to hit that button.
Okay.
And hold the phone up to your mouth.
Where'd the beer book go?
Beer book's here.
Yeah, we were just reading paragraphs from the beer book.
Beer book. Know your beer. Read Know Your Beer up on this page here. Now hold the phone. It has to be up to your mouth.
Yeah, you got to hold the phone up to your...
Phone has to be up to the mouth. Like you're going to talk into it like speakerphone. Like you're holding it like that.
Like this?
Yep.
Yeah, there
okay.
we go.
And then
okay,
hit the button.
Now you're hitting the button and start talking. And we're going to be quiet.
Beer should always be served at the correct temperature. Check the bottle for details. A Pilsner like Jever should be chilled to 41 to 45 degrees Fahrenheit to bring out its light, clean malt taste and dry bitterness.
Ladies
Keep
and
going?
Gentlemen, the speech jammer, it works on everyone.
Speech jammer.
Speech jammer, best app I've ever had. Every guest has to do that. Every guest has to do
From now on.
Hit the stop space. I can hear fucking space jamming going on.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
Isn't that crazy? Doesn't
it hurts,
that freak you out?
It?
It does. It does.
Isn't that weird? I just wanted you to try it just to experience it.
It was so good. Everybody did a good job of drunk talking.
Yeah?
That's exactly what it was drunk talk.
Yeah. Yeah. I think everybody did a really good job. I'm on a permanent fucking, on a jam, a speech jam. Just, you know, get it from my headphones all the time.
Right.
That's why I sound like this. No, anyway, Teresa, love, thank you for just
teasing.
Dealing with me and everybody. Teresa, come on. That's hilarious.
That was awesome.
Speech jam. Come on.
That was good.
Yeah. Thank
good
you.
Night.
Good night. Sleep well. You're exhausted. I know. We drug her into the studio. Oh, she was mad when she looked, really? I got to do this? I mean, come on. Come on. Yeah, she loves it. Either way, do we have anything we want to wrap up with? I feel like it's the end of the show.
I got nothing.
You got nothing?
No.
We still have a viewer.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, viewer. You stuck it out this long.
Oh, yeah. I never turned on the phone line. But I also never... Well, I guess I did do it in the Facebook post. Huh?
You never recovered from corporate takeover.
Well, exactly. Fucking corporate takeovers don't know how to turn on the phone lines.
So not
then
my
I
job,
for,
not
so
my
then
job.
I forgot.
Nope. Don't care.
All right. Well, maybe if that guy, you know, comes in and, you know, once in a while, you know, I feel like he might. Might have a, you know, does that guy know a guy, you know, that can come and, like, turn on the phone lines for me?
Maybe.
You know? Yeah, they, you know.
You might. You never know.
I like that.
All right.
There's no one on the phone lines. It's not that. I can assure you. I think we just need to get out of here.
I
it's the end
do.
Of a night. It's been a good show, though. I think this has been a, well, Mark's going to have fun listening to this one. It's a little different.
A little bit.
A little different. Man.
That was. We haven't done a show like that.
Ever?
No, ever. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably. But no, I think, you know, we'll see more of, we'll see more of this in the future, I think. And it's.
More
it's,
than likely.
Honestly, it was great to have Gina in. Like,
yeah.
I know, you know, guests, they never say much, but it's just nice to have a second opinion.
Absolutely.
And
somebody.
Sometimes it's also nice to have a female that doesn't mind talking. And,
yep.
You know, we need to get more of those. We need to get more boobs in the studio. What else do we need, Duncan?
Money.
This is the part where we start doing some
money
fucking
and boobs.
Shit.
Money.
We need money.
Or I'm really going to have to sell the show.
Oh, Jesus, don't sell the show, Duncan. Please don't sell the show.
Dude, we'll at least get a really good buzz.
Time to go. Well, it's time to go. Thank God the studio is mine.
That's true.
It's worth more than the show.
That's yeah. Absolutely true.
Don't rob me. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, it has been another edition of the Oh No Radio Show.
Thanks for
be it good,
scumbags.
Be it bad, be it amazing,
it's time
be it
to go.
Be it scum, be it bitches.
Now you're riding it off the rails.
That's what I do. I was trying to rhyme it with something. What rhymes with poor?
With what?
Poor.
Poor?
Poor. That's what I said. Poor.
Poor.
Yeah. We're the poor man's show.
It's time.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, we're signing.
It's time to go.
It's time to go.
To go.
Listen to Cletus and get out of here.
Anyway, go to the Facebook.
Down to go.
You know how to spell it. OHNORadioShow.com. Apparently, a lot of you don't know how to spell that, which is crazy to me.
We should also do this at the top of the show. So.
Yeah, we should.
How many people do you think make it this far?
Percentage-wise?
Yeah. 30.
That's a 3-0-1.
You're way overshooting.
14.
7?
7% sounds about right. 7% of listeners make it to the very, very bitter end.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm go.
That's it.
All right. Sounds good. I love you, Duncan.
Love you too, buddy. Love you, Ty.
Oh, no, radioshow.com. Fuck you.
You tall bastard.